Now, this morning, as I began to meditate on what the Lord will have me share, just a short word, have faith in God. Have faith in God. And I felt Shadi and myself were going to sing a song. So I asked Charles to print it up for us. There's one copy here. Please come. We'll sing that song together to introduce what we shall be studying together this morning. Have faith in God. She has a better voice, so she will be leading.
Right, let me read the words. Have faith in God when your pathway is lonely. He sees and knows all the way you have trod. Never alone at the least of his children. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Have faith in God when your prayers are unanswered. Your earnest plea, he will never forget. Wait on the Lord. Trust in his word and be patient. Have faith in God. He'll answer yet. Have faith in God in your pain and your sorrow. His heart is touched with your grief and despair. Cast all your cares and your burdens upon him and leave them there. Oh, leave them there. Have faith in God, though all else fall about you. Have faith in God, he provides for his own. He cannot fail, though all kingdoms shall perish. He rules, he reigns upon his throne.
Have faith in God
when your pathway seems lonely.
He sees and knows all the way you have trod. Never alone at the least of his children. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. He's on his throne. Have faith in God. He watches all his own. He cannot fail. He must prevail. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Have faith in God when your prayers are unanswered. Your earnest plea, he will never forget. Wait on the Lord, trust his word and be patient. Have faith in God, he'll answer yet. Have faith in God, he's on his throne. Have faith in God. He watches all his own. He cannot fail. He must prevail. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. In your pain and your sorrow. His heart is touched with your grief and despair. Cast all your cares and your burdens upon him and leave them there. Oh, leave them there. Have faith in God. He is on his throne. Have faith in God. He watches over his own. He cannot fail. He must prevail. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Though all else fall about you. Have faith in God. He provides for his own. He cannot fail. Though all kingdoms shall perish, he rules, he reigns upon his throne. Our faith in God is on his throne. Our faith in God, he watches all his own. He cannot fail, he must prevail. Our faith in God, our faith in God.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Shall we pray together? Our Father, we thank you this morning. Thank you for the time of worship. Thank you because of the sacrifice you made at Calvary that made a way for us. Thank you that we are free to live, we are free to give, we are free to worship you, and we are free to walk with you. Lord, this morning we ask, as we take this exhortation, have faith in God. We ask that your spirit will breathe upon us afresh. You will quicken the faith within our hearts. The Bible says some people heard the word of God. It didn't do them good. Only for one matter. It was not mixed with faith in their hearts. Lord, we pray this morning that small implement and yet without which no man can please you, cause it to activate in our heart. Let faith rise in the heart of your people. So that which you are holding out to us, we will receive it from your hand. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Now, our text is again a text I know you are familiar with. Mark chapter 11. I'd like you to please turn to Mark 11. And the main text is taken from verse 22. But I'll read it up to verse 24 in order for you to have a context of it. Mark chapter 11, verse 22, 23, and 24. Mark 11, 22 to 24. Mark 11. So Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. May the Lord bless our meditation upon his word this morning, even as we study. Now, the context of this particular text was a situation where the Lord Jesus was going about with his disciples. They were coming from Bethany. And they were returning to Jerusalem. And Jesus saw a fig tree that has plenty leaves, but has no fruit on it. And the Bible said Jesus rushed towards the fig tree. Haply he might find some fruit to eat, and didn't find. And then he spoke to that tree and said, henceforth shall no man eat any fruit from you again. Nothing seemed to happen. Jesus spoke and they went. But by the time they were coming back the following day, the disciples noticed that the fig tree that was very blossoming, that was full of leaves yesterday, had withered from the roots. It was then they drew the attention of Jesus and said, sir, the fig tree you spoke to yesterday had withered from the roots. That was now the time for Jesus Christ to bring forth a very, very crucial issue for the Christian life. A very crucial matter for walking with God. Faith. Faith in God. And this morning, I intend that as God permits, I will be looking at that very crucial issue of walking with God. Faith. You know, the Bible says that in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, and verse 6, he said, he was talking about Enoch who walked with God, and that before he was translated, he had a testimony that he pleased God. But now, verse 6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. There are many things that people think they do in order to please God. Sometimes they think if they work hard, they will please God. Sometimes they think if they sweat it out, they will win God's approval for their lives. Sometimes people think if they are very much actively involved in activities, that is what God is looking at. He says, okay, yes, I am pleased. All of those things, they are good. But if all of those things are done and faith is not the underlying factor of all our activities, God is not pleased. The only thing that pleases God is men and women who choose to believe Him. Every time you believe God, every time you take God by His word, every time you say, Lord, I believe you, God is pleased. You know why? Each time you say, Lord, I believe you, you are simply saying, God, I trust who you are. God, I know you are not a liar. God, I know you are faithful. God, I know you are reliable, you are trustworthy. God, I know that whatever you say, you are up to it. God, whatever you choose to do, I know you have power, capacity, authority to do it. Lord, I believe. Every time you say, Lord, I believe, you have affirmed God. You have asserted the personality of God. Every time you say, Lord, I believe, you have said, God, even though what I'm looking at looks impossible, but with you, all things are possible. When God finds any man who could believe him, God is pleased. When God finds any man who can take him by his word, God is happy with him. It doesn't matter how little you appear. It doesn't matter how frail your life looks. If only you can believe. If only you will say, Lord, I believe you. Then you are in good book with God. The reason is because every time you say, Lord, I believe, you transfer the body to him who is able to carry it. I know how many times you feel nice when you just suddenly see that your child is saying, since my dad is there, I have no problem. Every time a child says, Dad, I know you are there, and so my problem is finished. You know that boy has put you on the spot. That boy has already committed you. Because he said, since my dad is here, there's no problem. You know what you are going to do now as a father? You are going to do everything within your capacity to make sure that the confidence of your child is not disappointed, isn't it? When you say, Lord, I believe, you put God on the stage. You put God on the spot. You put God to demonstrate who he is. And that's what makes him happy. Are you hearing me? It is not the volume or the size of problem or mountains that matters to God. Because with God, nothing, absolutely nothing is impossible for him. The only thing that he waits for is to see someone who believes him. Someone who say, Lord, I know you can do it. Someone who say, even if you have not done it, I know you will do it. So I believe you. So Lord, I believe you. Now I'm going to look at few persons like that, that took God by his word and God was pleased with them. God was pleased with them. And I'm praying this morning that something will happen in your own heart. That even when you have no clue to any matter, even when everything appears dark, to you it is dark, to him it is not. Isn't it? To you there are no clues, to him there is no puzzle. With God, everything is straight and straightforward. And even though everything looked jumbled and jungled together in your own eyes, he knew exactly, he knows exactly where the knot is. And all he does is just to go to the knot and everything, you know, is straightened out. But why has he not walked? He's waiting for you to believe. He's waiting for you to do what? To say, Lord, I believe. So when the disciples, you know, drew the attention of Jesus and said, sir, you spoke to a tree yesterday and it dried up. And he now said to them, have faith in God. I'll be coming on this passage because that's a very strong passage for me this morning. Have faith in God. But before I come to deal with these few words, have faith in God. Very simple word, but very profound. Before I come on it, I hear him saying, for assuredly I say to you, if it was in the old King James, he said, verily, verily I say to you, whoever, oh, did you see the word whoever? What's the meaning of whoever? Anybody at all. Anybody at all. Any one of you who choose to believe God, to have faith in God, whoever says to this mountain, be moved, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Now, that kind of Bible verse, very, very wide, with an open check, sometimes it almost looks unbelievable. But that's the word I don't want you to put in your mouth again. Don't say it's unbelievable. It is believable. Is that okay? God is believable. God can be trusted. God can be relied upon. And he said, whoever among you says to this mountain, which means faith in God does not set boundary as regards who can exercise faith. Who can exercise faith? Whoever. Whoever, anyone at all, any one of us at all, can believe God. And he said, whosoever among you shall say to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart that what he says shall be done, he said, he will have whatsoever he says, because God we do it. In the same manner, he said, therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. This is the Lord Jesus speaking so emphatically. If you read that scripture the way I'm reading it, it's so emphatic, it's so sure, it's so clear. There's nothing to add to it. There's nothing to take from it. He said, I say to you, and if anybody says, who says that? Jesus, the Son of the living God. You see, whenever I read in my scripture, I say to you, I see him bringing his pen to sign it. I see him putting personal signature that if anybody says, who told you that if you have faith in God, whatever you ask, you have received them. Who told you? Tell them, I, Jesus, the Son of the living God, I say it to you. Signed by me. Very simple, very clear. It only remains that you will believe. Will you believe? Will you believe God? Yes, I want you to believe. So now let's look at that word very quickly and very steadily. Number one, he said, have faith in God. If he did not classify it, it could have just been have faith. And I found so many people saying have faith. Have faith. Have faith. That is very vague. That is very unqualified. Have faith. Have faith in what? Some have being urged to have faith. Say, have faith in yourself. Sometimes psychologists come to tell a man, say, have faith in yourself. Have faith in yourself. In one sense, maybe they're saying, don't lose your confidence. Maybe that's what they wanted to say. Some other preachers, I see them saying things that are very, obnoxious in my ears. Have faith in your faith. That's false doctrine. That's a false doctrine. We don't have faith in our faith. Where do we have faith? We have faith in God, because it is God who never fails. Because it is God who has capacity to call into existence those things that be not as though they were. Faith in God is because of the personality of God. Oh, have faith in people. No, if you set your faith in men, you are getting ready to fail. Because men will fail. Men have disappointed us before. Men that are breathing in their nostrils. How can you put your faith in a man that appears today and tomorrow is no more? Someone that makes a very bogus promise, and just as you thought he was going to do it, suddenly he is quenched and everything finished about him. No. Have faith in God. Faith that works. Faith that moves mountains. Faith that causes impossible things to become possible must be faith in God, the God who does all things well. If it was faith in yourself, it would be faith in your capacity. It would be faith in your limitedness. It would be faith in yourself that is very weak, very myopic. But if it is faith in God, what you are simply saying is that I'm connecting to him who has inexhaustible power to do whatever he chooses to do. So you see, when God is asking you to have faith in him, he's simply saying, connect to my reservoir. Connect to my inexhaustible source of power. Connect. Faith is the connecting rod that draws the unlimitedness of God to overrun your own limitedness. This morning, as we shall be thinking together in prayer, I would like to ask you to note, have faith in God. That is the word. Have faith in God. As if Jesus was saying, look, when you see me speaking to that tree, and you didn't see me running up and down, it's because I believe that God is able to activate what I have said. Are you understanding? When we make a declaration by faith in God, what we are simply saying is that, Lord, I have committed you to a matter. Please show up. Show up. And if you do so by faith, he never fails. God never fails. And because he never fails, you can believe that you will have whatever you have said, it shall be done. It shall be done. Now, just before I move to where I intend to stop, I want you to move a bit backward to Mark 9 and see a little case there. And in Mark chapter 9, there was a miracle that was to take place. A boy that had been epileptic, that has a son. I mean, a man brought a son, and the Bible described that he has a mute spirit, a deaf and dumb spirit. And the description the man was giving in verse 17, Mark 9:17, said, then one of the crowd answered and said, teacher, I brought you my son who has a mute spirit. And wherever it seizes him, it throws him down. He foams at the mouth, gnashes his teeth, and becomes rigid. So I spoke to your disciples that they should cast it out, but they could not. And he answered him and said, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I bear with you? Bring him to me. Do you notice the word faithless? Can I tell you, what hinders God from demonstrating his power in your life is only one matter. What is that matter? Lack of faith. Faithlessness. What has made our God look as if he's weak, as if he's impotent, as if he's unable to move us to the next level is simply because we have refused to do what? To believe. We have told ourselves that no, God, don't worry yourself. We know you can't do it. Let me just struggle by myself. Let me just see what I can do by myself. And God, you know what unbelief does? Unbelief ties the hand of God like this. God wants to walk, but unbelief says, you can't walk here. God said, let me walk. Let me walk. Let me do something. I know you can't do it. You will just mess me up if I allow you now. That's why unbelief dishonors God. That's why anybody who does not believe God cannot please God. That's why unbelief is an assault. It's an assault against God. It's an insult against the glory of God. Unbelief? Unbelief say, God, I know you're a liar. You can't do it. So Jesus was saying to these people, say, how long will I be with you? Oh, faithless generation, you won't allow me to walk. You won't allow me to show forth my glory. You will not allow me to manifest my power in your midst. Why? Bring him here. Bring him to me. So they brought the boy. When he saw him, immediately the spirit convulsed him and he fell on the ground, wallowed, foaming at the mouth. And Jesus asked his father, how long has this been happening to this boy? And he answered, from childhood. And often he has thrown him both into the fire and into the water to destroy him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help me. Now I want you to listen. The man is saying, if you can do anything, have compassion on me and help us. But instead of Jesus to say, I can do it, did you see the answer? Look at it in verse 23. That answer has always amazed me, still amazing me this morning. If you can believe. Can you see that verse? If you can believe, all things are possible to who? To him who does what? Who believes. You see, the man was saying, if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. And Jesus said, no. It's not if I can do anything. The matter is not if I can do anything. Honestly, I can do all things. Effortlessly, I can do all things. It is not if I can do anything. I can do everything. But where is the limitation? If you can do what? Believe. If you can believe. How many things are possible to him who believes? All things. All things. How many things are all things? How many things are all things? All things. Everything. All things, great and small, big and fat, little and narrow. All things. Including things that men thought are impossible. All things are possible to him who believes. If you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. Brothers and sisters, let me again pause here before I will move to draw issues. What is it that you are saying? If only God can do anything. If only God can do anything. And sometimes I see you even falling down. I see you even crying. I say, God, if you can do anything, I don't know why you cannot do anything. And God is saying, it's not like that. If you can do what? Believe. All things are possible to him. We can do all things to any man who dares to do what? To believe. Anything can be done to any man who dares to believe. Will you believe God today? You see, when we talk of believing, listen carefully. Some of you are thinking that, oh, this matter is so big. I need to mobilize myself. I need to gather momentum. I need to really prepare. No. Believing does not need all of those things. Are you hearing me? Believing does not need any more momentum. It only needs to believe. Are you hearing me? To believe simply means to believe. I can imagine someone saying, but I have not prayed enough. I have not prayed enough. If I can pray. He didn't say that. What did he say? If you can believe. There was a song that we sang, that we used to sing. It said, only believe. Only believe. All things are possible. Only believe. Nothing more to add. Nothing more to do. Only to believe. And believing is not so, you know, sometimes you say, I'm trying to believe. No. Mm-mm. It's unbelief that tries. Believing simply believes. Do you understand that now? Only believe. If you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. So you see the man. Immediately the father of the child cried out and said, Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. Thank God for that man. Lord, I believe. But if there's an unbelief somewhere, please help it. Help my unbelief. Don't let my unbelief stop you from doing what you want to do. Lord, I believe. And you know what I want to say to you? Believing does not even need perfect believing. Are you hearing me? Believing does not even require perfect believing. Believing is just to believe. Just to take God by his word. And even if there's unbelief shaking, ask God to help you. Ask God and say, Lord, I believe. And if there's any unbelief anywhere, help it. Help my unbelief so that he does not stop you from walking with me. Lord, I believe. When Jesus saw that, immediately, he just spoke to the demon and everything left. I hand over the son back to the young man, the baba, the father of the child, and the man went home rejoicing. Let me ask you, how much did it cost him? How much did it cost him? This was something that has been happening to this child since he was a child. Can you imagine how many hospitals they have gone? Can you imagine how much money they have paid? Can you imagine how many man hours have been consumed over that boy? Can you imagine how many, many journeys they keep making from one place to another? When they finish there, they say, sorry. If you have just gone to that or that doctor in so-so-so place, they started traveling again. To the extent that when they heard that Jesus is in town, they said, Jesus is in town, go there. Unfortunately, when they got there, they found the disciples. And the disciples, even though they have been with Jesus for a long time, something will not allow them to see the miracle. Excuse me, what was that? Unbelief. Unbelief. But look at that. Jesus oftentimes rebukes unbelief, even in those disciples that were with him. Do you remember? When they were on the sea and the sea, the waves was raging and there was terrible storm and they were all quaking for fear. And one of them went and woke, Master, don't you care that we perish? Jesus said, Oh, you of little faith, how long will I be with you? How can I be here? I'm sleeping here because there's no problem. You see, the master is sleeping. No problem. Only for you just to say, sir, and he just said, peace be still. And everything was calm. Only to believe. I'm praying that this morning somebody will believe God. And that this short time of our worship and exhortation, you will do one thing that make God to be pleased with you. Only to believe. Only to believe. I want to tell you that believing does not require calculations. If you begin to calculate, how can this be? How can these things? Your head, you have headache. Stop calculating. Only believe. Is that all right? Stop analyzing. Only believe. Imagine how God just turned up one day into the family of Abraham. And he said, by this time next year, your wife, Sarah, is going to have a baby. What are you talking about? This is not possible. We have finished with all of that. We have gone everywhere. We have done all we know how to do. He said, why did you laugh? Sarah said, Lord, I'm not laughing. I said, you laughed. You laughed. I can see the laughter of unbelief. I can see you laughing and say, oh, it's not possible. He said, I'm the God of all flesh. Is anything impossible for me? You see, when we say have faith in God, we are talking about God with whom nothing shall be impossible and with whom all things are possible. When God came to to Sister Mary, do you remember Mary, the virgin? And the angel said, you are going to have a baby, even though you have no man with you, the Holy Ghost will come upon you. He said, hey, how can these things be? And when the angel finished speaking, you know what she said? He said, Lord, I believe. Be it unto me according to thy word. Even if you hear God's promise, speaking what looked completely impossible, don't disbelieve. What should you say? Lord, I believe you. Let it be unto me according to thy word. I don't know how it will be. I don't know how it can happen, but I believe you. I don't know the way you will take to do it, but I believe that you will do it. That will be your correct response today. As we'll be praying together and as we'll be rising from this service this morning, I wish you will learn to cast all those things that bother you. Can we bring it at this feet and say, Lord, I choose to believe you. I choose to take you by your word. I choose to rest on your capacity to bring something out of nothing. To call into existence those things that be not as though they were there. Lord, I believe you. And that will settle it. So when we sang that song, and the hymn writer says, have faith in God. Have faith in God. His heart is touched with your grief and despair. Cast all your cares and your burdens upon him. Leave them there. Oh, leave them there. But you see, I can see many of you. You have great faith. Many of you have faith in doctors. Do we have faith in doctors? I think you do. Sometimes more than in God. Because doctor will say, take this capsule. 2 in the morning, 2 in the afternoon, 2 in the night. Take it for 7 days. After 7 days, there'll be a change. What did you do? You quickly cross over to the pharmacy. You collected those drugs. And you are meticulously taking it. By faith, you are hoping it works. Am I right? You believe, doctor. Doctor will say, okay, so we're going to do this surgery now. And then you sign. You know, when you give consent to the doctor, what are you saying? Doctor, I have absolute confidence that you will not make a mistake with my life. That's what you have said. And you signed. And then they put you on anesthesia and you are off. And then they do anything they like because you believed. Why is it difficult for you to believe God? Faith in God is signing a consent and saying, God, I know you know what to do. And I know where you are going with me. And I know you will not fail with my life. Have faith in God. The people that the Bible said did not enter the land of promise, it was not lack of the power of God. It was not lack of God's provision. It was simply because they did not believe. Said they heard the word, but they did not mix with the faith in their heart. And that was why God was annoyed with them. God was unhappy with them for 40 years because they did not believe him. Because I'm taking you to that land. They say, no, the giants are there. This is there. We are like grasshoppers. We can't make it. Caleb and Joshua say, let us go up at once. God will give it to us. They say, no, we don't want that kind of thing. Don't talk us into problem. Don't mobilize us into confusion, please. We don't think God can do it. And that's how for 40 years, God was unhappy with them because they did not believe him. What God wants you to do this morning is to believe. And I would like you to join me to say, Lord, I believe. Whatever it is that was the matter with you, can you cast it at his feet? And if God had ever given you a promise, that's already a promissory note. That was a bond. Every word of God is God's bond. Heaven and earth may pass. Not a jot of God's word will go unfulfilled. God's word is God's bond. God bonds himself with his word. Say, take me by my word. The Bible says, in fact, God can allow his name to be wiped out than for his word to fail. It cannot fail. He must prevail. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Not in gadgets. Not in human beings. Not in calculations. Not even in predictions. But in God. I charge you this morning because he stands in our midst. And he said, most assuredly, I say to you, whoever among you dares to believe God, whatsoever you ask, if you do not say, God, I'm not sure about you, if you say, Lord, I don't know how everything is moving, but I know you are in charge, you will have whatsoever things you say. At this point, I'd like you to please consider this matter. After all, you have already come into the family of God. Am I right? You are already in God's family. Why then will it be difficult for you to say, Lord, I believe you. Lord, I believe. If there's a little unbelief, bring it to God and say, Lord, help my unbelief. From this morning, I want to believe you. I want to take you by your word. Some people say, oh, I'm skeptical. Yes, you can be skeptical about everything else, not about him who has never failed. If you meet any man who says God failed, go and look at that man very well. You ask him a simple question. Did you believe? Did you take God by his word? He cannot fail. He must prevail. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Shall we pray together? Shall we pray together? Faith in God is because of God. It's because of who he is. Because of his power. Because it's not a man that should lie. It was Balaam that was telling Balak, God is not a man that should lie. And God is not the son of man that he should repent or swallow his words. Whatever he says, he is able to bring it to pass. Can you pray this morning and say, Lord, I choose to believe you. I choose to express my heart in faith. The mountains that I see, the mountains that I cannot see. You are bigger than all my mountains. You are bigger than all the seas and the valleys. Even the shadow of death is not a shadow to you. You see through darkness as clearly as you see in the sun. You actually do not need sun or moon to see. You are the Lord. Thank you. Lord, I choose to believe you. And I wish to stand in prayer with whosoever this morning is saying, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. Those who will say, Lord, I have been so withdrawn because I wasn't trusting you. This morning, I choose to have faith in you. We pray together. Thank you, Father. Thank you this morning. Thank you that you are here. Thank you that your presence has come. As we sang in songs, as the worship team led us, we saw the great things you've done. And here we're hearing you saying, have faith in God. Lord, we believe you. Thank you. Do you want to stand with me this morning to say, Lord, are there issues that you simply want to now connect God with? Just to connect him and say, Lord, I choose to trust you. I choose to take you by your word this morning. I will not go out of this place with that hard heart of unbelief. I will rather choose to take you by your word. Where are you? I'd like to pray together with you. Please stand. Stand, let's pray together. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe all things are possible. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe all things are possible. Lord, I believe. Lord, for everything and for anything that any of your children is standing before you to believe, to take you by your word over, Lord, we ask that from this afternoon, we believe you. We set our hope in you. You say, whatsoever we ask when we pray, we will believe that we have it and we shall have it. So, Lord, for whatever issue, for whatever need, for whatever challenge, for whatever requests, for whatever matter that any one of your children standing before you saying, Lord, I believe, Lord, honor your word. Give us days and times of testimonies that the weight of that matter is dissolved from now. It looks like mountain, but it's melting before us. It looks like uncrossable seas, but we see you making a way through it. It looks like a very fearful wilderness that somebody is passing through, but Lord, we see you making a highway there. Holy Spirit, thank you. Continue, Lord, to breathe upon this word. Continue to increase it in our heart. Continue to make faith in our hearts to mix with your word. Thank you. Hallelujah. Lord, we pray for living waters. We ask that the water of life that is flowing here will never stop. We ask, Lord, that the refreshing of your spirit will continue to come upon us. We thank you for our pastor, Daniel, and all the team. We ask, Lord, that your strong hand will rest upon them and that this walk will continue to break forth under their watch to the glory of your name. thank you. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen.